This is Davin Eldridge, and you're listening to BPR News. The town of Andrews is among the smallest towns in all of Western North Carolina. And thanks to it being the only town in the state to fall directly in the path of this month's solar eclipse, its population is expected to grow exponentially. So BPR News attended its latest town board meeting to find out just how everyone in Andrews is preparing for the event. The town of Andrews, population just under 1,800, is a small mountain community. It's a typical evening here, just after 6 o'clock, and downtown is quiet. Aside from a few local teenagers skateboarding in a nearby parking lot, there's little more in the way of traffic. But in less than 2 weeks' time, the solar eclipse will pass directly over Andrews. And with all of the area's hotels and campgrounds booked up months ago, the population of the town is expected to explode. But unlike the peaceful quiet that Andrews normally enjoys on summers like today, just around the corner, its town board is feeling the heat of the upcoming eclipse. And it doesn't help that the town is facing its annual audit, or that it's an election year.
This group can't handle it.
That's you too, you know.
We're all in.
Absolutely.
We're all in.
I have worked my tail off.
Nevertheless, Mayor Nancy Curtis says Andrews is as prepared as it can be given the circumstances, because it's uncertain just how many people the town can actually expect for the event.
It's major good. We're the best in North Carolina. Something to be proud of. We're on the map. When we don't know how many people are going to be here, it's somewhere between 10,000 and Woodstock.
Curtis says since the board first began planning for the event in March, their efforts included getting locals to stock up on things like fuel, food, and other amenities early on, so that area businesses have a chance to restock.
Because I have a feeling by about Saturday, we may run out of gas around here, at least by Sunday. And the stores on Tuesday morning might be empty.
Town planners recently suggested the town declare a state of emergency, which the board voted to do. This would, in effect, suspend enforcement of the town's development ordinance to encourage camping throughout the area.
At that time, the police are going to be really tied up with all the public safety things, and we can't enforce any kind of ordinances during this time, and we're happy that everybody will have family and friends here.
After putting up $8,000, the town is sponsoring a three-day festival prior to the eclipse. It's already recouped most of the money, however, that hasn't diminished the strain on local resources or the anxiety of the town board itself. With just 25 municipal employees, the board is always seeking volunteers, according to town clerk and now events coordinator, Denise Bowden.
The key is Southern hospitality. Yeah. We have no idea how many people are coming. There's no way to project that. And we know there'll be some frustration, but we're just hoping everybody will just remember that this is a wonderful event, and we're just excited that people are coming to share it with us.
Yeah.
Despite the stress, town officials like Curtis will be glad to finally see the event through.
But we're just happy it's happening. Everybody, we've told everybody here to be great neighborly people to all the visitors that we have, and we're planning on putting our best foot forward.
Totality will last approximately 2 minutes and 38.8 seconds in Andrews, placing the town 11th in the country for duration of the eclipse. And with the demand this creates for small towns like Andrews, it's just not business as usual for local officials, who now find themselves handling a national event alongside small town politics. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.